It's your girl who swirls and gardens, coming at you with a little garden tutorial. Now, a couple of people have asked me, can you give us some coaching about how you got started, the books that you read to get you interested in gardening, etc., etc. And so I'm going to do a video dedicated to sharing that with you and just give you a little bit of background about why I love gardening so much and why it's so important to me. Well, my father was a sharecropper's son. And so he grew up on a farm, but unlike a lot of people who grew up on farms and they had to work to survive, my father, he walked away from that situation really loving cultivating food and flowers and beautiful things. He just loved to garden. And I remember going out as a little girl and following behind him during the spring when he would turn over the soil and get the manure and plant watermelons and cucumbers and cantaloupes, and we had fruit trees and all sorts of things in our garden. And it was just something that was always, it always brought a lot of pleasure to me. And one thing that I noticed about my father was that, you know, growing up on a farm and eating things that, you know, came from the earth and eating naturally, I mean, he was healthy for most of his life. He lived to be 86 years old, and he was relatively healthy for that entire time until the last sort of maybe 9 months to a year of his life. Up until then, he was very vibrant and pretty healthy. So I used him as an example for how I wanted to live my life. And he wasn't always perfect either. I mean, he didn't, you know, if it wasn't cooked, he wasn't eating it. So he wasn't out here eating raw vegetables, really, like I do. And I enjoy doing that. But what it did was just inspire me to enjoy eating and cultivating things and eating clean. And the byproduct of that were two things. I noticed that I was able to mentally think better. The more clean I ate, the less processed foods I ate, the clearer my skin was, the more vibrant I felt and looked, the more energy that I had, and just the sense of peace also of growing and seeing things that you planted by seed grow into something so beautiful, because I'm just surrounded by sort of a beautiful, wonderful thing that's going to feed me and my family. I think that it's important as well to for people to get away from eating so much processed food. I think Black women in particular, and I'm speaking to you directly, I think that we have a lot of issues with eating the processed food and not really taking time out to feed our bodies what's good for us. And that means less processed sugar. I mean, you can have natural sugars, like, you know, I'm growing apples and blackberries and grapes and peaches and stuff like that. Natural sugars like that are fine. The processed sugars, the white sugars and the starches are what causes the problems. And again, that was another byproduct of growing my own food and eating cleaner, was that the weight just sort of just dropped off me. There was a point where I was kind of getting to a weight where I wasn't comfortable with. And that's when I really decided to dedicate my time to, you know, gardening and cultivating and sort of forcing myself to eat vegetables, because vegetables aren't always it's not my favorite thing to eat, but because I grew it, because I saw it grow from seed to, you know, fruition, literally, there's a pride in it for me. And so it makes me want to eat it. And as a result, there's something in the garden every day that I get to enjoy and I can eat. So while I think that exercise is important, and it is, I also think that what's more important is what you put into your body, because I plan on being a gorgeous 100-year-old corpse. That is my goal. Now, you guys asked me, what books do I reference when I garden and stuff like that? So I want to just, before I go into the books, I want to just show you something to my right, which is probably your left because you're seeing everything opposite of me. You will see that this is a raised bed. Raised beds are what I use because the majority of my garden is on a slab of concrete. It is not in the ground. There's two reasons for this. Temecula soil sucks. You know, we're a suburban area. The soil has just been depleted. There's no really good organic matter in the soil. So raised beds really allow for you to control 100% the quality of the soil. So say, for instance, you have a vegetable that requires a lot of nitrogen, and like corn. Corn likes a lot of nitrogen. On the other hand, carrots don't like as much nitrogen. It causes the roots to fork, which makes this sort of deformed look on the carrot. They like more phosphorus. So it allows you to 100% prepare the soil and tailor make it to something that that your plant will need and requires. So that's another good thing. I'm going to actually turn off this video for a second because somebody's got something loud blowing and it's annoying. I don't know how big impact it's going to make on my video, but I'm just going to shut it off for a sec. Okay, now I'm not some crazy conspiracy theorist who believes in aliens or anything like that, but I do believe that there is a little bit of a concerted effort to keep people, mainly I think in the world, but I think it's really impacting people in the Western countries, keep them fat. When you think about who benefits from people having chronic diseases related to obesity, pharmaceutical companies, doctors, food manufacturers, I mean, they all benefit by feeding us this crap. And when you go to the supermarket, I have a challenge for you. The next time you go into a supermarket, I want you to try to find items that do not contain sugar or wheat. I want you to just, I'm challenging you. And to find things that are not, that maybe have 20 grams of carbohydrates or less. So, low carb, low sugar or no sugar, and no wheat. That's a challenge for you. And when you get out of the aisles and find yourselves totally disillusioned by how most of the foods that you eat contain these things, you'll understand that there really is a conspiracy to keep you fat. And since I've been eating this way, I've really been able to keep my weight down along with, you know, exercise, keep my weight down at 42 years old, do really well at doing that. Now, the three books that I recommend you should try is the Western Garden Edibles. Now, I love this. This is a Sunset book. Western, yes. You know you're getting in trouble because I'm doing a video and you couldn't wait until I was done. Okay, the book that I really like, and as you can see, it's used a lot, Sunset Western Garden Edibles. I'm sure there's like a Sunset Eastern, Middle America, whatever. But I like this book because it has how-to tips, recommendations on the types of plants you should use, as well as just basic planting tips. So I think that a basic book like that is good. Also this Discover, this, I don't know, DK book. So you can get it like any Barnes and Noble store. And it's all about growing your own vegetables. Emma, please stop. Okay, Emma, do you want to come say hi to everybody? Come say hi to everybody.
You're going to be disappointed in me.
Come over here and say hi to everybody. Say hello. Emma is my garden partner.
Hello.
She likes to come out here and garden. What's your favorite thing about the garden?
That you get to pick potatoes and grapes and watermelon.
And what else do you
And do? Blueberries.
And what do you like to do every morning?
Look at the blackberries and look at the peaches.
Yeah. So you like to help me garden too. Why do you like to help me garden?
Because I love your garden.
Yeah. And it's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so there you have it. And that's another thing too. It's a great way to get kids to eat their vegetables and fruits and stuff, especially when they see it grow and they see how it's made. And there you go. This is the book that I use along with the Sunset Edibles. And if you're looking to get organic heirloom seeds, which I highly recommend, non-genetically modified seeds, I'm really liking the Whole Seed Catalog by Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. Great. I mean, really cool things that you don't necessarily will find in, your run-of-the-mill garden store. And it's just fun. It's just fun to look. I'm actually going to see if I can find. Look at this. Green corn. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen green corn?
Mm-mm.
Look at that. That's cool. Okay. And that's not even it. The carrots are what really, it's really amazing for me. Oh.
Cauliflower.
Cabbage. Did you know cabbage
could be purple?
Exactly.
And
cauliflower
purple.
Can be purple too.
Purple is so pretty.
Purple is so pretty. Is purple our favorite color?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Let's see. What's another unusual plant you think that people would like to see? Something that you don't see at the garden.
Wait.
You see something?
Uh-huh. It doesn't right. have purple or orange or yellow or black or purple.
Purple bell pepper. Yeah, that's pretty cool. They taste good, too.
Wait. I saw something.
Oh, this one's black. Hey, now. A black bell pepper.
Wait. I have something that I need to show. It goes this way.
Ooh. Purple radishes. I could have an entirely Mommy, purple don't... garden. What else?
And come this way.
Okay, show them one more thing, and then we gotta go. Ooh, pumpkins. Those are some creepy looking pumpkins. She's getting into this.
This.
Oh.
This.
Tomatoes.
No, tomatoes.
You do not.
Yes, I do. I had one before and it was good.
Okay, so there you have it. If you have a little bit of land, and I don't want you guys to get all like, oh, I don't have any space. Seriously, you guys. We have a quarter of an acre, like nothing. We just make use of every little bit of space. Like, I don't grow flowers because they don't feed me. I'm not trying to grow things that's not going to feed me. Hey, Zachary, you want to get in the video?
Hi.
What do you like about the garden?
It grows good food.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing that I grow in the garden?
Maybe the corn, watermelons, and grapes.
Yeah, corn.
I love corn and the blueberries and the peaches.
But you like,
and the grapes and the blackberries and the blueberries.
But you also like you like the carrots too, right?
What does this button do?
It helps me take a picture. So if there's nobody to take a picture for me, I take a picture. All right, well, there you have it. What's your excuse for not growing your own greens? Can you think of an excuse?
Me.
Is there any excuse for not growing your own greens?
No.
I don't think so. What do you think? Is there any excuse for not growing your own food? Why wouldn't you? See, I can't think of a reason either. I know a lot of you don't have the space, even if it's a quarter of an acre. Some of you guys are living in apartments and you're thinking, I don't have space for any of that, or I have a small patio, I really don't have space for any of it. If you have a small patio, there's lots of things that you can grow in pots. And I recommend that if you have a sunny patio, one thing that you can get a really high yield from that's really rewarding are three of my top three things that I love growing in pots. Cucumbers are prolific, tomatoes also prolific, and eggplant. So these are all things that you can grow on your patio that give you a high yield, and it's really encouraging to see all of that stuff grow, and it'll feed you until you guys get your frost. Some of you guys will get frost. Most likely we won't ever get frost. Although we did get some snow on January 1st, which is crazy. But anyway, that's another story. So for those of you who don't even have a patio, I want to let you know, be encouraged. There are other things that you can try. And one of them is planting microgreens. Now there's just got some, it's still leaking water because it just watered. Microgreens are great. They're just, you can find them at your local garden center. There's usually a big bag of microgreens or sprouts that you can grow. And basically what I do is, the plastic bottoms of on plant pots that you can buy to keep the water, when you water the plants, to keep the water from going all over the floor. Those are like, $1.50. And what I do is I take a pin and I prick little holes all over the bottom of it, and I put in my E.B. Stone Organic Seed Starter as as the dirt to start the seeds, and I put them in the little plastic containers. Here's another one. As you can see, it's round, just like the pots. You got a round pot and you get these little liners to catch the water when you water the pot. That's exactly what this is. All I did was poke the bottom and put the soil in, and if you look really close, and I'm going to go really close, you can see the beginnings of some sprouts there. I'm hoping that you guys can see that. The reason why I'm doing it this way is because in the summertime, it's usually too hot to grow greens. Greens like the cool, and Temecula can get pretty hot, but what's great about this is that look at how compact this is. You can grow this in your kitchen. And if you don't even have space for that, Botanical Interest has this really cool thing where you can just grow sprouts with no dirt. All you have to do is, you buy this thing, it's botanicalinterest.com. I'll put the link for you at the bottom of the screen. But you can grow your own sprouts in a matter of days, and look at how creepy cool that is. Do you see all those roots down there at the bottom? Look at that. And what's cool is they're just ready to eat. You rinse them like twice a day and you've got sprouts to put on your salad or on top of fresh produce like tomatoes with a little mozzarella cheese, and all of a sudden you're just like a gourmet person. So there's really no excuse. Look at this. I've got my whole little microsystem here. I've got sprouts growing here. I've got sprouts here. And I've got microgreens growing here. And I'll send you guys an update when this all grows out. But this is great because I can put together a salad, finally, that will include the wonderful cucumbers and tomatoes that I'm growing. Because you know what kind of sucks is that one season I'll have, part of the season I'll have lettuce because it's cool, but the other season I can't have tomatoes because tomatoes don't like the cool and there's not enough sunlight. So now I have the best of both worlds because I'm growing this stuff inside, I'm growing it on the patio, and I'm growing it under grow lights. So So I have plenty of greens to enjoy, my cucumbers, tomatoes, eggplants, whatever. All right, so I hope that I have been an inspiration to you. I hope that you will try growing your own greens this season. There's really no excuse, and it's so rewarding, and it really does help you feel great. I mean, it really does. I feel absolutely wonderful, and I just want to be able to share that with you guys. All right? So if you guys have any gardening questions for me, you can reach me at Christelyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackwhite.com. I'm going to have a little bit more of these sprouts. They're yummy. Mm. And these are full of vitamins and minerals and chlorophyll. All great for the skin. People ask me all the time, what do you do? What do you put on your skin? It starts here, guys. It starts here. Grow your greens. Bye.